This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Tuesday was World AIDS Day, and the latest report on the epidemic provided some reason to celebrate. Experts say new HIV infections have fallen by 17% since 2001. Estimates for sub-Saharan Africa are down by about 15%. In East Asia, new infections with the virus that causes AIDS have decreased almost 25%. In Eastern Europe, the epidemic has leveled off, but new infections appear to be rising again in some countries. The report came last week from the UN AIDS Program and the World Health Organization. It says HIV-related deaths appear to have reached their highest point in 2004. Since the peak, deaths have fallen by around 10% as more people have received treatment. Experts credit the good news in the report, at least in part, to prevention programs, not just the natural progress of the epidemic. Yet, the report points out that while the AIDS epidemic is changing, prevention programs are not. Karen Stanetsky at UNAIDS says few programs, for example, are designed for people in secure relationships, or people over 25, or the newly single. AIDS is the leading cause of death in women age 15 to 44. Those are the main years for having children. The WHO is now advising infected women to begin antiretroviral drugs at 14 weeks of pregnancy instead of 28. Women are also advised to continue treatment through the recommended end of breastfeeding when the baby is 1 year old. This reduces the risk of infecting the child. Treatments and population growth mean more people than ever are living with HIV. The latest estimates say almost 33.5 million have the virus. There were 2 million AIDS-related deaths last year, and 2,700,000 new infections. About two-thirds of the people with HIV are in sub-Saharan Africa. Hardest hit is South Africa. On Tuesday, President Jacob Zuma announced an expansion of testing and treatment. By next April, he says, all HIV-infected children less than 1 year old will receive treatment. AIDS research continues. On Monday, the United States said it will hold the 2012 International AIDS Conference. The event has not taken place here since 1990 because of restrictions against visitors with HIV. The travel ban will end January 4th. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.